from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I know where all the prisons are.
Time for the legal.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What prison you know about?
Pelican Bay.
Well,
you ever been there?
Yeah.
I've been there.
They say Santa Rita is the new Pelican
Bay. I've been to Pelican Bay.
Chris Paul II. Not as a prisoner.
No.
Yeah.
But in a previous life, I can see you
in the cafeteria.
I've been to all the prisons.
Yeah, being a jerk.
I had friends in the public defender's office. And so I got to see a lot of prisons up close.
Not five, not six, not
That's probably
six.
True. Been to Folsom.
Look at you.
Obviously San Quentin. It's a no-brainer.
Attica?
Never been to Attica.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking
just
mostly California.
Just to check it out, or?
Somebody I knew was visiting a client. So I,
boy.
Yeah. What kind of client?
I used to
somebody
watch
Somebody that was at Pelican Bay.
Look at him.
And
hey.
At San Quentin, yeah.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Okay.
My boy Big Dex chimed in, and I'm going to do to him what you do to me. Could Brandon's situation be holding up Trent Williams' situation?
Maybe.
My response is, does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
No, get it done. Get one of them done. Like, does it matter?
It might.
Because the bottom line is, both of them are still not in camp.
That's the point. If three guys wanted money this offseason, McCaffrey, Ayuk, and Trent Williams, they prioritized it the way we're watching them prioritize it. Here's what I think Trent Williams needs to do. He needs to sit down at that big desk in East Texas.
That's where they say he's at, East Texas.
He needs to pull out, and I'm going old school. He needs to pull out a Papermate pen, and he needs to write a letter to Brandon Ayuk thanking him for how he handled his offseason. Because if Brandon Ayuk could not handle the offseason like he has, way more people would be
on to
Trent Williams is trying to do.
Not to me. He's an OG, and he's still a powerful OG, Stoddy. He's still good as hell. One of the top left tackles in the game. I mean that. I'm just giving
him
that.
That's great. What you tell me the difference right here. Brandon Ayuk wants to be paid like a top five receiver. And the 49ers go, you ain't.
Gotcha.
And Trent Williams wants to be paid like the number one left tackle in football, and they're saying, you ain't. What's the difference?
Look at my resume.
You're not the best right
I'm
now.
I'm your best left tackle.
That's right.
Damn it.
And Brandon Ayuk's your best wide receiver.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, then why'd you draft Pearsall?
Well, because we knew it was going to be a problem.
Than Debo? I don't make more than Debo right now.
You will.
Well. Or you will not.
Maybe the 49ers look and say, you know what? McCaffrey wants to be the highest paid running back. Well, he is. You're paid. Ayuk, you want to be paid like a top five receiver. We have you at 12. We have you at 12. Trent Williams, we want to be number one paid. You're five right now.
Well,
you're five.
I know you want him to get his chicken, but I'd bet you in a Texas second
I don't give a rat's behind.
Trent is going to get a raise.
All right.
That is for sure.
He might get a raise, but I wouldn't give him any guaranteed money. Yeah. There's a salary cap. We got to deal with that.
Man.
Just the idea that, like, that.
But you said just a minute ago, sorry, real quick, you understood Trent. Like, he's got 2 years probably left. And they know
that. I don't understand Trent. I mean, he's being selfish.
Yeah.
That's how I understand Trent Williams.
We all agree on that.
But I think Trent Williams, what Trent Williams is pulling is kind of worse than Brandon Ayuk. I do. Everybody knows Brandon Ayuk's in his window. We all knew that. We knew it March 1st.
I can't believe.
What we didn't know was that Trent Williams was going to look at $22 million and say, I want guaranteed money because I'm old now.
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And the 707, Goo, there's a salary cap.
That's
it
right,
matters.
Goo.
I can't believe. Yeah, but you still found a way to offer Ayuk 26, allegedly, okay. Had he took that. And that would have been that.
What if the guarantee was only 12?
And they're going to take care of Trent. So all that can still happen. The bottom line is, do you think it's going to happen? Because depending on who you listen to, a trade is going to pop off. It's in place. It's at the goal line. It's on the tee. We don't know, but something is about to pop off. I think the Niners do not want to part ways with Ayuk. He don't want to lead a bay. And Trent will get his money when he gets his money. He's probably at home playing the new Madden.
Let's go to Mar in San Francisco. What's up, Mar? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey.
Mar.
Man, I'm loving the talk. I just hate the situation the 49ers just put themselves in, you know? I mean, I understand Brandon Ayuk's situation, but I agree with you. It's kind of selfish for Trent Williams to do this. And just ask for more money. I mean, you made like a gajillion dollars, man. You still want more money? Even though he is the best left tackle, I think, in the game. He's an all-pro. He deserves it. And I think he's more important than Brandon Ayuk. If you take away Trent Williams from this team, Brock Purdy's getting sacked there left and right. I mean, we already have a weak offensive line, a middle-of-the-pack offensive line. I don't want to say weak. I mean, we need a couple people in there. That would be nice. But if you take away Trent Williams from that O-line, Brock Purdy's getting sacked all day.
Look at that three-game losing streak, bud. Yeah, when Trent was out, I know it was just all of last year, Guru, but that was bad. It speaks to what you're talking about.
Yeah, Debo was out of that game, too.
Debo Samuel, I think I value him more to this team than just because he brings the energy, he brings everything. And other than that, he had that 3-touchdown game against the Eagles. Which
Watch
just
the Super Bowl.
Himself,
he was hurt.
Man.
That hamstring was barking in the Super Bowl for Debo. I'm just saying.
That's the only thing is injuries. Injuries is stopping us. I think that's the thing for us this year is the injury bug has to not bite us. If the injury bug bites us this year, we're going to have a hard year, guys.
Here's the other thing, and I don't know why I haven't brought this up before.
Ow!
But, you know, everybody says, well, it's our Super Bowl window, and anything and everything, it's got to be for this year, for this year, for this year. It's the most important thing is this year. Yeah, to you. Maybe let me ask you this. If they just cave in to Trent Williams, okay?
All right.
And then we go through next year. You think Nick Bosa's not just going to hold out if somebody surpasses him as the highest paid left tackle in football? What about Fred Warner?
So is Fred Warner, when does it stop?
Exactly.
But
why would Nick Bosa not hold out next year if somebody becomes a higher paid left tackle?
I don't have the answer to
Thank
that.
You.
But I'm not living my life or running my team like that. We'll deal with
you
that.
You have to run your team like that.
Well, you let him take the clean house last time with Bosa.
That's the point. And Trent Williams cleaned house 3 years ago.
And he's trying to do it again.
Exactly.
And he's going to win.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. But you can't just continue. I mean, you're asking
I hear
for
what
trouble.
You're saying, but this is how it happens, man.
Okay, then why doesn't every team have four holdouts a year? Like, Oh, this is just going to be business as usual?
Well, because the studs are pretty much taken care of, Steiny.
Maybe the 49.
The average right. Bears ain't going to be able to pull this. And I love Lenore's and all those guys. They ain't going to have the gravitas to pull this Trent Williams card, man.
You cannot, as good as Trent Williams is, I mean,
he's going to get paid, partner. I agree.
And if I'm Nick Bosa, I never come to camp again. I have it written in my contract that every time a guy gets paid more than me on another team, you got to give me a raise. That's what we're talking about. Fred Warner. Is Fred Warner the best middle linebacker in football?
One of them.
Okay. Is he the highest paid middle linebacker in football? Well, I'd hold out if I were him. What makes him different than Trent Williams? He's important.
But you're speaking for a guy's character, that Fred Warner, who hasn't done that. But he could.
So now we're talking about character.
No, I don't know. But you're talking about.
I'm saying.
No, you're bringing up actions by people that haven't done what you're saying they can do. And for the ink hasn't even dried on Bosa's contract. So we know, Steiny, he ain't going to pull that shenanigan, which you he know, could in 1 year after.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
How naive are you?
But. Dumb is that from you to say he's going to pull that? He just signed it. Tell me 2 years from now. But to say he's going to do it next year is as dumb as you're saying that I'm like, let it hit. He got a couple, Steiny, before he pulls that.
Okay.
But for you to stay and worry, it's going to happen next year. I'm just, that's
as dumb
as you're saying.
You don't think it's going to happen every year? With somebody?
Trent is at the end, bro.
More reason to not give in.
But he's one of the best tackles in the game.
And Brandon Ayuk's one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Oh, now he is. Are you saying that?
Yeah,
you said he was 10. Average.
I said top 10, top 12.
Well,
there's no difference to me.
This is first time. A virgin. Trying to get paid.
That's right. That's another reason I'm telling Trent Williams to kick rocks. Or, you know what, don't play on the 22.
But you're not going to be as good on the field.
You're not going to be as good as on the field without Ayuk if you move him.
But see, they must feel that. They must feel differently about that because it's looking that way.
I think if I'm the 49ers, I am absolutely worried that this will just keep happening. If you just keep throwing money at people, like, and you know what, McCaffrey got his. McCaffrey did. They had two guys who did it this year, McCaffrey and Trent Williams. You think it hasn't run through Parag Marate's mind that if they go down a certain road, they're going to run into this problem time and time again?
I'm not saying that it's not on their radar, but
the idea
about how good are the people pulling this prank?
The idea that Nick Bosa wouldn't take a page out of Trent Williams' playbook to me is preposterous. When we heard a teammate of Nick Bosa, George Kittle, say, well, that's what the Bosas do. They hold out.
And he, my whole point is this is brand new, Steiny. But again, I'm like, I wouldn't be worried about that from Bosa next year. Maybe 2 years from now.
Okay. So there's somebody next year. There's going to be somebody next year who signed a contract 3 years ago.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I don't think they're going to be as talented.
Fred
as
Warner,
Trent Bosa. Well, if he
when did Warner sign his contract?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay, so he's due to hold out.
It could be longer than that.
Yeah, he's due. Oh my, then he's really due to hold out. I'm surprised he's not holding out now.
D. Lou says you're spitting facts, but if I'm not saying you're not, but. It don't make you right. They're two dudes that are away from camp.
No, that's the point.
You're going to cave. You're going to pay Trent Williams.
Okay. Daryl in Alameda. What's going on, Daryl? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are seriously dancing around the issue that's going on.
All right.
There's one organization that should be going, and that's the 49ers. When they opened their mouth last year and said, we're going to break the bank for Brock Purdy, that opened the floodgates, period. You got veteran players that are looking around like Trent Williams. Hey, I'm protecting this dude's back. Brandon Ayuk. Hey, I'm running precise routes so he knows that I'm there when the ball is in the air. I mean, it's a cheating game. You're going to tell me that you're going to take this young kid, break the bank for him, and you're not going to break me off anything? And the players are not blaming each other. Players want each other to get their money. Period. They don't care that Williams is waiting out. He has legitimate reasons why he's doing it. Brandon Ayuk, like I said, he's on his rookie contract. All rookie contracts don't come where you play out your whole rookie contract. No, this is his time to get paid.
What if I told you, Darryl, that what you just said is the most impactful thing I've heard about this situation in the last week? Because I never thought that. But you might be onto something. When Jed York said that Brock Purdy will reset the market, the guy had played 1.5 seasons. Darryl, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's
you're
a great point.
On the point.
Thanks, Darryl. Appreciate the call.
All right.
I didn't put two and two together like that, but I mean, think about it.
But Ayuk's contract is what it is. He was about to enter the final year of his contract.
Right,
why would he risk that? That to me, that has nothing to do with Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
and then also on top of that, I got to worry about my neck and chest. I can't worry about the owner saying possibly they're getting ready to reset the quarterback market. I got to worry about me.
Okay.
Trent is 36. He probably has two good years left. He's hinted at retirement. He can play this card. I don't think the card is being played because the owner said that they're going to
I think there's something there.
But what does it mean end of the day?
I will tell you what it means. Brock Purdy came in here and quarterbacked 25 football games. And the owner said, we know he will reset the market. Okay, well now let's look who's trying to get their money. Well, the left tackle who protects the guy who you just said would reset the market. The wide receiver that he throws the ball to.
Well, we offered him $26 million.
And Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I think there is a connection there. I do. The more I think about it, like there may be something there. If your owner says Brock Purdy's going to reset the market after a year and a half, I think the guy who's been there 4 years, the guy who's been there however long Trent Williams has been there, and Christian McCaffrey at that point would say, so they're telling me they're going to reset the market with this guy already. Well, I got to try to go get my money right now.
And how's that working for you?
It worked for McCaffrey.
Because I think they would be doing the same thing if Brock was a 7-year veteran.
I don't know. Maybe. But I didn't put those things together. And then it's like, we can jump in here. Oh no.
Because I feel like it's you going into Higgins' office, and I'll use Shasky. Yeah, I'm hearing Shasky might be getting a big contract.
Yeah.
So pay me. You would never do something like that. Like,
I wouldn't.
But if it, I just.
But these are different guys.
Yeah, but I guess the natural element of their contract is what it is. Trent's 36. So I can exclude. I'm not saying the caller was wrong and that doesn't matter. He's going to play this card regardless, Donnie, because the guaranteed money ran out and he knows he probably has two good years left. So he's playing the card. Ayuk's rookie deal is up next year. He don't want to risk the biscuit this year,
right.
And he's playing a card that
he
naturally would play.
Right. He needs it now. They need it now because they know Purdy's getting it next offseason. Maybe.
Yeah. So you think they're mad? I'm just asking. You think they're mad at Purdy or looking sideways at him?
No, but I do think, yes, if I'm Trent Williams and I'm McCaffrey and I'm Ayuk, all right, and we have this prolific offense, and he's turned this 7th-round pick into a quarterback, and we're already saying, hadn't won a Super Bowl, and the owner is already saying, well, we're prepared. This guy's going to reset the market.
Gotcha.
Well, why wouldn't Trent Williams say, well, I'm going to try to reset the market too, and I've done more than him.
Yeah.
And Christian McCaffrey, I'll reset the market too. Why? Because I'm the best running back in football. And you know what? Come to think, whenever we talk about Brock Purdy, there is an assumption, and probably rightfully so, he's going to get 50. Well, if he's getting 50, the others are feeding right now.
Or trying to feed.
Exactly.
And two are.
And that's why they're in this situation.
And I'm like, damn, like, Stanley, I'm being real. I can't get mad at Brock because the boss said that he might reset the market. Well, we're looking at Jordan Love, who's unproven.
You get mad at Jed.
And he's getting, you know, he's the highest paid quarterback. But
yeah, you get mad at Jed for saying it after a year and a half.
I just think, again, if you were the Niners quarterback, Trent would play this card because he's 36 and probably sees his career winding down. And I would do the same thing.
But maybe he's more likely to do it now because he just heard the owner say that this guy who hasn't even been here for 2 years is going to reset the market.
Let's do some role play real quick.
If somebody says, if the 49ers know Purdy's going to reset the market and they're okay with it, hell yeah, I would be like, well, let's all go get ours.
Well, what about Trent? What would you say to Trent if he says, so let me get this straight. You guys took care of McCaffrey, and you're not taking care of me? What is the difference?
We prioritize Christian
higher. I'm the one that opens the holes for him.
Yeah.
I'm all pro.
I'm not saying you don't have great questions.
So where's my chicken?
We can't pay everybody. And Christian's in his prime, and you're 36.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay, what?
Okay, no, you're going to play that game?
Yeah, I am going to play that game. Okay.
We'll see what you do on the field.
Okay. And we'll see you walk away from $22 million. Go ahead and walk away from $22 million. We can't.
Man.
Hey, Trent.
Hey, quarterbacks are different, Stani.
We can't run a business like this. We can't.
I guess I'm not triggered. I guess I would tell the caller who made a great astute point, the bottom line is, Stani, we know quarterbacks get the most money. We know.
Unproven ones? On this team?
But
all I'm saying is I could see how, all I'm saying is when Daryl called in from Alameda and brought that up, it made me go, that is kind of interesting. Evan?
But now you're,
if Brock Purdy's not proven, then who is besides Mahomes?
Well, I'm just saying.
Would you use that as your, hey, I want to get paid because you said he's about to reset the market?
Because he's their teammate, okay? He's been here a year and a half. Ayuk's been here 4 years. McCaffrey's been in the league 10 years, including three here. And Trent Williams has been in the league 12 years, including four or five here. So, yeah. Yes, I get how Brandon Ayuk might think that Brock Purdy's not as proven as he is.
Well, what if management said, you know what, Stani, don't worry about Brock. Let's worry about what you got going on.
Yeah.
And you're under contract, Trent, Stani, for 22. Get your ass out there and play.
I think that's what they're saying. But you don't like that. You want him to give him what he wants.
They're saying that and playing hardball in the third quarter. It's late third. But Stani, when that clock gets to the fourth quarter and Green Bay the Jets are looming, they're going to give in.
Okay.
Ayuk, I don't know.
Ryan and Irvine. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, guys, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hey.
So I think that you're going to hear both of these pieces drop at the same time.
Oh.
I think at the exact same time you're going to hear either Ayuk is signing an extension with the 49ers. They came to an agreement. And then, I mean, at the same time or right after, you're going to hear Trent Williams signs an extension with a renegotiated contract. Or you're going to hear Brandon Ayuk is going to the Steelers. They finally agreed to this trade. But I think they're both going to drop at the same time. I think the Trent Williams deal is kind of hanging in the balance of what happens with Ayuk, but I think you're going to hear about both of them at the same time.
Okay, and let me push you. When do you think?
I think today.
Oh, all
I right. Think
Jerry Rice.
I think.
Okay.
I do think this afternoon. I think it's going to happen, and I definitely think they're both complicated for their own reasons, but. I mean, these contracts, right, especially Ayuk, you're projecting what are the next 3 or 4 years going to look like.
Yep.
You know? Trent Williams, I love him. He is one of the best tackles of all time. His best days are behind him. And I hate to say it, but what they're – what they're using in that – well, I mean, I'm sure what Parag is using in that negotiation room is, hey, man, you're a stud. But every single year we go deep into the playoffs and you kind of break down a little bit. I mean, look at the playoffs. Look at the game against the Super Bowl. Yeah. Look at the game against Detroit.
But you don't get to the Super Bowl without me. What if he tells Parag that? You don't get to the Super Bowl. You're talking about my bad games. What about my good ones? When I'm pancaking dudes left and right, you don't have a replacement for me, Parag.
Yeah, you're great in the regular season.
Oh, my God.
You're great against 500 teams.
Hey, I watched the Super Bowl, swear to God, after the Giants.
How'd he play?
They were throwing him. He got thrown around.
Who did?
Trent. A couple of dudes threw him. I was like, boy.
We do have a minor Brandon Ayuk update on the other side.
Oh, that's the tease, people. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing today. 888-957-9570. I'll take some calls on the other side. Then we've got a little bit of a Brandon Ayuk update. And then we'll talk about how Trent Williams ought to write Brandon Ayuk a thank you note. On 95.7, the game.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Yes, but don't he's black? What nationality? He's a brother.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, FYI, as a rule, I don't like heavy metal.
Dude, I don't either.
So keep it to yourself.
And now you play it all about
that Black Sabbath.
What's this garbage?
Kiss.
Is it garbage?
AC/DC.
Is it actually the band Garbage? Motorhead, even worse.
The Killers? I did some research on them.
The Killers are not heavy metal.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're in the Radio Partner Hall of Fame. God, I can't. It's scary, too. So, Rutherford and I, when I was single, we'd go out clubbing, dating, trying to find something. We'd always say, hey, do I got any friends? And friends was a code word for boogers, something on my nose.
Oh.
And we'd always, like, that was, I got any friends?
Gotcha.
And while we were on air, I had a friend. And you whispered to Evan.
Right.
And Evan whispered to me, and I said, I'm on camera.
Yeah.
So what an assist by you. I took care of myself. So thank you, bud. Right. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Let's get to this Brandon Ayuk update that isn't.
Here we go.
I guarantee you this is going to be bogus.
He's in the Bay. Well, he is in the Bay.
He is in the Bay. In fact, he's in Santa Clara at practice in a cutoff 49ers.
Let me guess, making a spectacle of himself again.
What was Jerry talking about?
He's interrupting all the meetings.
That was Nahegan.
Oh, man. Are you really telling me the baby's not coming today?
You know what? I got it.
Jerry, call us.
See, this is...
something to pop off today.
Jones? This is what...
Jerry Rice.
Bay Area. Let me tell you what I'm dealing with here. And my good friend, Daryl the Guru Johnson. But he said it.
You better be careful.
He said it during the break.
Snitches get stitches, man.
I'm the same guy that saved you some embarrassment.
Go ahead.
Steiny, I watched. I've been watching the Super Bowl back and...
a million times.
This is a quote from Guru during the break. Hey, Steiny, I gotta admit, Trent was being thrown around game.
He was. Oh. I watched it last night. 11:20 p.m.
Steiny,
guy, that wasn't his best game by any stretch, man.
Wow.
Dudes with the left hand throwing him down. I'm like, Trent, what's going on?
Yeah.
Kansas City, they were physical. Olivia Newton-John.
He can't handle physicality?
No, he can't.
Most 36-year-olds can't.
It's called Priest, where you been? It's called perspective.
Yeah.
My point is the Niners aren't sniffing a bowl without Trent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Trent, get to work.
TW.
Get to work.
So, no, I can't get a bet from you two that this is nothing to burger for Trent. He's going to get a raise.
I'm not betting
Crickets.
On that.
All right.
I just made one bet today, and that is I don't think the Ayuk situation will be rectified by the end of our show.
And I thought of it. I'm taking the bed back.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, just you can't do a lot of stuff for content.
Gotcha. Let's go to Big Smooth and
see.
Big Smooth's in the city. Hey, Big Smooth, how you doing, man?
Long time to hear from. But listen, man, as you guys are talking, this is all predicated on those three games, man. Listen, you know everyone's gassing him. Hey, come on back, Trent. We losing. We need you. He comes back. They start winning again. Now you're about to break Purdy off. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a try. On top of that, these veterans don't like camp anyway.
Wow.
Worst case scenario, I miss camp. But on the other side, he's gonna come in out of shape, just like all guys do on these long contract incursions. But I'm gonna tell you this, man. Long term, the Niners need to get a replacement or start looking for his protege. Because if you don't, he can pull this off. Because you don't have anybody that's as good as him, and by, at 36. You surely need to start looking at that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, he can do this every year. What are you going to do about it?
No exactly.
Doubt. All right, guys.
He'll do it every year. You kind of said it. Thanks, Big Smoothie.
And so will Bosa.
But we're all all the teams in all sports are one injury away. Right. Mahomes goes down, it's a wrap. Purdy goes down, you got Dobbs. You know what I mean?
36-year-olds are more likely to go down.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy just tore his meniscus, and he's a baby.
Right.
The injuries
do happen. Asking for the kind of money that Trent Williams is asking for when his best days are behind him.
I'm an all-pro. Why are you... I'm not what I was at 26.
That's why we're not going to pay you.
But I'm still an all-pro.
Yeah, that's why you're getting...
McCaffrey,
that's why you're making 22. That's why you're making $22 million this year.
No, Trent Williams like fine wine.
No doubt about
better.
It. Not according to Goo.
What was Kobe's wine?
According to Daryl the Guru Johnson, in an honest moment, Trent was being thrown around that game.
He had a bad game. That's all. Bonte and I, we've all said it. Everybody's talked about that was not his best work.
Oh.
And it wasn't Kyle's best work.
Yeah. But Kyle's under contract for the next 4 years, and he's not holding out.
I ran back.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't care. I ran back. This is last night.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe.
I don't believe it.
Come on now.
I don't.
Listen, I ran back the coin flip. Dude, that gets more amazing by the day. The fact that the Niners didn't know the rules. Is that why they lost, Bud? No, but you should have.
It's not why they lost, but it's something fun you can blame Kyle Shanahan on for the rest of his career.
You should have took the ball first. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Kyle, that was a blunder.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Jerry Rice. Be right now. Dude, I don't know why he did that. He had to be sipping. If he's wrong, he had to be sipping. Just wanted to give
him a what was Filippone doing?
Oh, boy. Spadoni winning. Filippone. But he was playing.
He can still be right.
So why'd you say that then?
Because For all we know, the same deal's in place now.
From our sister station, 93.7 in the Fan Morning Show, Stoney. He was sharing with us his intel. It wasn't kiss my ass when I'm right. We got to get away from that. It's okay.
Wouldn't you love to get away from accuracy? You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, boy. You're on thin ice with me.
Steve's in Oakland.
I'm good now.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine. How are you two doing?
Doing well.
All right. So, let me just start by saying none of us really knows what's been offered. This is about Brandon Ayuk's contract, and I suppose Trent Williams as well. We just know what we read in the papers, but you know, it appears that his current contract is $14 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was at one point offered $26 million a year, which he turned down because the market got reset. So, you know, for our discussion, I guess those are the numbers that we have to use.
Yep.
And it occurred to me that let's go with $14 million a year.
All right.
So if you take 10% of that, which goes to his agent, and then another third, which goes to the IRS, and roughly this amount and the other, that leaves you with about $8 million a year.
Okay.
And the other thing that we don't know, I know there's a lot that we don't know, but we don't know how much of that is guaranteed.
Right.
But these days, it seems like the NFL is moving much more towards guaranteed money. And then you take a look at $26 million a year. You take a third to the IRS, 10% to the agent, and that leaves about $15 million a year. So the one argument that everyone makes whenever we're talking about the exorbitant amount of money that athletes make is that, oh, yeah, but they have a short career.
Right.
They got to make their money now, yep. Whereas, you know, yep. Slobs like you and me or whatever, we got to work 30, 40 years in order to have the same income, right? Well, if you take $100,000 a year, which used to be a heck of a lot of money, now is, you know, what a good salary. If you make $100,000 a year and you for 40 years,
Steve,
reminded me of high Steve, school study. He was losing me before then. But we get your point, Evan. Boy. Uncle Sam is a, you know what? Stoddy, that was taking me back to Mr. Etchell and Logan. The Yoko Dokos, Daryl, you're back there like a bump on a pickle. Open your.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah. You were into it.
When's the last time the IRS took a third?
Oh, well, yeah. He was being generous.
I'd love for the IRS to take a third.
I want to live in a state that doesn't have state taxes.
Bye-bye. Quit trying to cheer me up.
Well, that's a
Cowboys
fine.
Are hiring.
Boy, wow. Look at
Cowboys need a wide receiver. No state taxes.
Yeah. Boy.
You know.
He was into it.
He's right.
Well, that's why Trent's trying to get some more money, Steiny.
Well,
you're like, oh, fossil, get back out there.
That's right. I am.
He's getting his bread.
You better hope.
I just hope he's working out for the Niners.
Yeah, I'm sure he's busted hump.
L.A. Fitness.
Yeah.
Houston.
They even have those. He lives in East Texas.
Yeah, that's where my dad Norm's from. East Buller, Texas. East Texas. Gotta be hard.
I don't think it's near Houston.
Yeah, you can watch your dog run away for 2 miles.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
Because it's so flat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got you.
I used to go out there for family reunions and tell my cousins, hey, take me to the hills. They're like, dude, you ain't in Cali. Look around.
It's called the trash heap.
Boy, flatland.
So Evan posed a question to me the other day.
Next question.
You know, he said, I know, Steiny, you're not a fan of the Niners or the Warriors. And he said something like, so what do you like? I mean, like, what do you like
golf.
In sports?
You like golf?
No, in sports.
Oh, you know, I'm all ears.
Yeah. And I did something that you might want to try, and that is reflect on the question before you answer. And
I can really fight you sometimes.
Anyway, I paused for a great 5-10 seconds, and I said, you know what I like? I like when we find out that what we're thinking and conventional wisdom is wrong.
Mm.
I like when I learn something that I didn't know or didn't put onto my mental Rolodex. Yeah. Like, I loved that Daryl and Alameda brought up that point about Purdy. I hadn't thought about it. Maybe that's not the reason it's all happening.
Gotcha.
But maybe it's one of the things that might have rankled a couple players. Maybe. Huh. So it makes me go, huh. And that's what I love about sports. When we actually find out the truth, that's what I like.
Right. No, that was a great call. But
so you can sit there all you want and say, Steiny, they're going to break off Trent. They're going to break off Trent. And you know what? They probably will. But I like when they do something that we don't think is going to happen because we don't know.
And it happens every day.
That's going on.
And it happens every day. Now, I would tell Daryl this, my other brother Daryl, bring it on home, D. Because when you say what you said about others looking at others and what they're about to get paid, and the boss is saying, Steiny is going to get this and reset the market, to me, you got to bring that home, D. And bringing that home would be now there is jealousy. There is envy going on. And
That's right.
Oh, okay, so you're assuming.
I said it's Agenda City right now in Santa Clara.
Oh, no, the disease of me, you said it.
Thank you.
I won't let go. I love it. But well, thank God we don't have that here at the station.
The reason I don't say the disease of me, and I said this yesterday, is because I only use that phrase for champions. Only champions can have the disease of me.
But they're as close as you could get.
Yeah, they're Agenda City.
Which makes it worse that they're champions.
That's why
Last year we would be here. People would be money would be flying in Santa Clara.
You might be right.
Like Mayweather's little meme where he's throwing the money out.
So Trent Williams, you need to read the room.
Oh,
you didn't win the Super Bowl, and you weren't good in that game.
No, he wasn't.
All right.
But wake me up when my press conference or the release is going on. Steiny, he's getting his chicken.
Okay.
Now, Ayuk, I don't know. And Jerry said today.
What?
I hate that he put it out, and I went to bed thinking, are we going to have some finality to this? We're all fatigued. We are.
I'm not. I come in every day with what's that horse's behind say? Oh, attack with a mankind.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
It's so good. Oh, Harbaugh!
My coach.
It's his world. We're just living in it, man. What if he brings Cap back?
I can't stand him. And yet I love him.
Yeah, well,
you're
talking about me.
No, I'm talking about Harbaugh. I love him, but I can't stand him.
He's great, man.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan in Palo Alto.
Our man.
What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
Hey, doing good, guys. What's up?
Hey.
So I just want to start by saying that Brock, good quarterback. He's smart, accurate, tough. Like, we know around the Bay Area, you know, how talented he is. But, let's all be honest. He has a historic offense, right? He has one of the best offensive play callers and minds that, we've ever seen. So, I'm not entirely bought into the premise that, hey, let's pay Brock $50 million and build around him again. Are we 1,000% sure he's that dude that can, carry this team regardless of talent? Because for what he's doing now and what he's getting paid, the expectations are low. But once you pay him $50 million, the expectations are going to really change.
And
people are going to look at him like he's that dude. And, I mean, when Debo and CMC were out last season, that game against the Vikings Monday night, how did he look? Not great, right? So I just wanted to put that out.
Can I ask you a quick question? Don't hang up. What? Hey, yeah. You're on fire, but what would the scoreboard read right now if you talk about what you've seen from Brock? To me, it's 1,000-1 that he's going to get that chicken predicated on what he's already done if he has an okay year, right?
100%. But let's take away Brandon Ayuk. Let's take away Trent Williams. Like they're not expendable the way some people, I think, are talking. And you take away some of those major pieces of this offense, but how far does he drop down into the quarterback rankings? That's my only point.
But Steiny, is that realistic?
Yes. It absolutely, and you know what people say? People say, no shade. It's not shade to start to think about the team that Brock Purdy's going to quarterback in 2 years.
But the goal when is you're always paid. Trying to fertilize it. It's like me telling you with a head full of hair.
I understand.
Tell me how it is to live in the world as a bald man. If you got a head full of lettuce, you're never going to know that.
You're not going to have
it. You wash it and you brush it, you condition it so you don't lose it, but you'll never really know. So you're waiting for something that's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Brock is going to get paid on what he's done, and it's up to ownership to keep the ship moving in the right way. You might lose one thing, but you ain't gonna. The cabinet's not gonna be bare. So you gotta pay the man predicated on what he's done. And right now, NFC Championship loss,
I disagree.
A Super Bowl, and I'm assuming something good this year.
But this is what you do, Guru.
You know,
this is what you do.
You got a head full of hair,
Guru. What you know? What I think is the dumbest conversation we could have.
Something predicated on something that has not happened. Like,
thank you.
What's he going to look like when his team doesn't have this or that?
Oh, wake me what's up. The difference?
We don't know what that's
what's
going
the difference between that and you saying right now you're going to pay Purdy $45-50 million? It's like
because we can tap onto what the owner said,
and
we're ready for him to reset the market.
And I can tap in to how dire the 49ers salary cap situation is going to be in 2 or 3 years if you continue to pay guys without having any responsibility
or
counting.
All right, real quick.
And you know what?
This.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not telling
what
you
would pay Brock Purdy now.
I'm telling you he's done is second to none. Like, you got to admit, it looks good right now. Looks good.
But it's like, it's like my house.
Okay,
how much is my house worth? Your house is worth $600,000.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I thought it'd be worth $900,000. It doesn't matter. I'm not selling it now. Mm. You're not paying Brock Purdy now. If he doesn't have a good, I'll tell you right now. Let me just, you think.
I get it.
Thank you.
But we can't erase. Like, he would totally have to fall off to erase the Super Bowl seconds away. And then, there's a lot of good. Regardless if we think, he's a product of a system or whatnot, there's a lot of good Brock has done.
Right.
That's all. So
it means, I'll tell you right now,
he's not starting from scratch.
What he's done the first year and a half is half as important as what he does this year. Mm. Come on, Goo. Come on. If he has a great year, he'll get paid.
I can warm up to that.
If he has a bad year, but he will not get paid as much.
Yeah, but I guess, Stoney, I'm just telling the people, put respect on what he's done because it's a lot. But I hear what you're... Like, he would really, Stoney, have to be bad to negate the 2 years. That's all. The year and a half. Whatever you want to call it.
Here's one way to keep his price down. Don't pay Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk.
Well, then you're going to get the bad Brock Purdy.
Well, then you don't have to pay him as much. But you know what? That's where you're missing the point. That's where he might not be Mahomes or Herbert or Rodgers or one of those guys.
But do you really want to find out that way?
I want to find out before I pay him. Absolutely.
But you're saying right now with that mindset that what he's done means nothing then.
It's not as important as what happens this year. Okay, so what happened in the last year and a half is more important than what happens this year?
No.
Well, that's all
equally,
I'm saying.
But we're talking about two seasons.
Okay.
One on the fly,
it's a half season.
Yeah, okay, but I took you to the NFC Championship game, and then I followed that up after wrecking my elbow to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
What
are you going to do this year?
A divisional loss in the playoffs. Second round, they lose but he wasn't a reason. Stoney, I got to believe.
What if he's the reason? What if he starts to resemble Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, I'm here for it. I'm just telling you and telling that caller this. He's off to a good start on the first nine.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It does.
What's more important is what happens this year. This year is going to determine what Purdy makes.
I'll never not agree with that. I mean, my whole premise is he's done a lot of good, man. And
this is what Trent Williams is doing. Trent Williams is saying, hey, pay me for what I did 2 years ago. Really? It's 2 years ago. You did what you did 2 years ago for $600,000. Thank you. Appreciate that. Swanee, Santa Clara. What's up, Swanee?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, so first off, I just want to say, hey, Goo, I love you. You got such a big heart, but you got to remember what Eddie Murphy used to say in the 80s. What have you done for me lately?
Oh, like, it was Janet Jackson, I thought.
Janet Jackson or Eddie Murphy?
That was Janet Jackson, yes. We go ahead.
My point being is, I got to agree with Sonny on this one. You got to, it's what Brock Purdy is going to do this year. They will appreciate what he's done in the past, but again, that's not, if he has a terrible year, he's not going to get paid what you're thinking he's going to get paid. But my main point, what I wanted to call for, is the whole Brandon Ayuk and, you know, Trent Williams situation.
Okay.
So, first off, just all these players that are demanding and sitting out for all this money, you got to imagine, like, even if I had $5 million, if I had a good stockbroker and a good financial advisor, like, I'd be set for life. So I have a hard time feeling bad for these people wanting more money. I get it. You got to get paid now. You got a short career. But I don't understand, like, especially with Trent Williams. Like, he's gotten, big contracts 3 or 4 times over his career. Why is he sitting out now? Like, he's sitting on $180 million plus over at home, and he's sitting here being a baby about, I need my 2 years guaranteed. Like, you're on your last leg of your career. I got to admit, he's definitely necessary. I want him. I don't want to get rid of him. I just feel like he's being a little bit greedy in that regard.
Thanks, Swanee. Appreciate the call. Oh, go ahead. Go with Ayuk real quick. Oh. Boy, well, you're getting him today, aren't you, Evan?
Yeah, we have to hit a break, Stein.
Not everybody's Dick Vermeil.
Oh,
treat him with respect.
Back. Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it. Believe me, I really love the.
Oh, that warms my heart.
That's the equivalent of the morning roast flush.
And that's the equivalent of Revenge of the Nerds.
No, I think that's a good place to leave it. Yeah, Trent Williams is being greedy. Greedy. Trent.
Gordon Gekko.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Gotta go.
You got to go, my brother.
Thank you. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Remind me, you wanted to ask me something?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I did it. Big dicks about the one affect the other.
All right. And don't forget, I want to read this sentence. I'll tease that. By the way, what's coming up on the game, this segment's brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.